Chapter 14. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Musa and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, Would Elohim that we have died in the land of Mitzrayim, or would Elohim we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore has Yahweh brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Mitzrayim? And they said one to another, Let us make a captain, and let us return into Mitzrayim. Then Musa and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Yehoshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, tore their clothes. And they spoke to all the company of the children of Israel, saying, The land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If Yahweh delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Do not rebel against Yahweh, neither fear the people of the land, for they are food for us. Their defense is departed from them, and Yahweh is with us. Do not be fearful of them. But all the congregation threatened to stone them with stones, and the esteem of Yahweh appeared in the tent of the appointed times before all the children of Israel. And Yahweh said to Musa, How long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be that they believe me for all the signs which I have performed among them? I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of you a greater nation and mightier than they. And Musa said to Yahweh, Then the Mitzrayim shall hear it, for you brought up this people in your might from among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that you, Yahweh, are among this people, that you, Yahweh, are seen face to face, and that your cloud stands over them, and that you go before them by daytime in a pillar of a cloud, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if you shall kill all these people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of you will speak, saying, Because Yahweh was not able to bring these people into the land which he swore to them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. And now, I beseech you, let the power of my Yahweh be great, according to as you have spoken, saying, Yahweh is long-suffering and of great loving-kindness, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the avot upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech you, the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of your loving-kindness. And as you have forgiven this people from Mitzrayim even until now. And Yahweh said, I have pardoned according to your word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the esteem of Yahweh, because all those men which have seen my esteem and my miracles, which I did in Mitzrayim and in the wilderness, and have tested me now these 10 times, and have not obeyed my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swore to their avot, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another ruach with him, and has followed me completely, I will bring him into the land into which he went, and his descendants shall possess it. Now the Amaleki and the Canaanite dwelt in the valley. Tomorrow turn around and turn towards the wilderness by the way of the Sea of Reeds. And Yahweh spoke to Musa and to Aaron, saying, How long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmurs against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel which they murmur against me. Say to them, As truly as I live, says Yahweh, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were registered of you according to your whole number from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Be sure you will not come into the land, concerning which I swore to make you dwell therein, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Yehoshua, the son of Nun. But your little ones, whom you said would become victims of war, them will I bring in, and they shall enjoy the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years, and suffer your untrustworthiness, until your dead bodies are wasted away in the wilderness. After the number of the days in which you search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, shall you bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and you shall know what enmity means with me. I, Yahweh, have said, I will surely do it to all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall be consumed, and there they shall die. And the men which Musa sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing in slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land, died by the plague before Yahweh. But Yehoshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. And Musa told these sayings to all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. And they rose up early in the morning, and climbed up into the top of the mountain, saying, Behold, we be here, and we go up to the place which Yahweh has promised, for we have transgressed. And Musa said, Wherefore now do you transgress the commandment of Yahweh? But it shall not prosper. Do not go up, for Yahweh is not among you, that you be not smitten before your enemies. For the Amaleki and the Canaanite are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword, because you are turned away from Yahweh. Therefore Yahweh will not be with you. But they presumed to go up to the hilltop. Nevertheless, the ark of the contract of Yahweh and Musa departed not out of the camp. Then the Amaleki came down, and the Canaanite, which dwelt in that hill, and attacked them, and drove them back as far as Hormah.